This weekend, Mickey Guyton will become the first black woman to co-host the Academy of Country Music Awards. She was the only black woman to be nominated for an award this year. But as Amna Nawaz reports, a number of black women are starting to gain traction in the genre. It's part of our ongoing arts and culture coverage, Canvas.
Like my good just ain't good enough, my honest ain't true enough.
When Brittany Spencer released the first single from her debut EP last summer, she didn't know what to expect.
Honestly, I didn't know that anyone would listen to this project. I just thought that I was putting out something on all the streaming services to be able to send whenever I pitch myself for like a 2 a.m. slot at a festival or something. And so much more has happened.
You can hold my hand.
In October, Spencer tweeted out her cover of a song by country supergroup The Highwomen. A month later, she said she was floored when group member Maren Morris sent her a shout out from the Country Music Awards stage.
Brittany Spencer, Rhiannon Giddens, there are so many amazing black women that pioneered and continue to pioneer this genre.
Since then, Spencer's song Compassion, which tackles issues of racial justice, has been streamed more than 3.5 million times on Spotify.
It's been such a wild ride. I'm honestly just living in a constant state of gratitude because so many people have embraced me.
Singers like Brittany Spencer, Tierra, Chapel Heart, Raina Roberts, Miko Marks,
none for us to find,
long excluded from country music, are now breaking through and finding audiences flocking to their music.
Things are changing. You know, people want to see a different Nashville.
Shannon Sanders is executive director of creative at BMI and has been in the industry for more than 25 years. He says the death of George Floyd last May, combined with the COVID-19 pandemic, created a defining moment for the nation and for Nashville.
People were forced to be still. People were forced to pay attention. America especially had time to just stop, look at itself, and realize what was going on.
What was going on in country music was that people of color, especially women, were being kept out. A recent study from the University of Ottawa found that women of color represent less than 1% of artists signed to a major label. And over the last 20 years, black women accounted for 0.03% of all music played on country radio.
There's already the issue of women not necessarily getting the same airplay as male artists. Add to that, being a person of color.
Show the world. You're a country girl.
In 2007, Recy Palmer's song Country Girl made it on the Billboard charts, but staying on top was a different story.
How hard has it been since then to get a song back on the charts?
Oh, I don't even try. The thing that people don't understand is how much it costs to even do this. I think that's part of the reason why there hasn't been a huge presence of people of color, because you have to have backing to do this.
That's why Palmer is trying to help other artists get recognition outside of the typical avenues. She hosts a show on Apple Music called Color Me Country, a name that pays tribute to black country singer Linda Martell's 1970 album. And Palmer created a fund that gives small grants to independent artists of color.
The industry has had how many years to make all these things happen, and they haven't? And so I think if I can do this, Lil Recy Palmer, then... you know, what are y'all doing? What are y'all with all the millions of dollars? Like, what are you doing? Like, what can you do? And I hope that it inspires them and it makes them make changes.
In the meantime, black female country artists are bootstrapping their own careers, collaborating with each other, and reaching fans directly through social media and streaming platforms, proving there is a market for their music.
Country music is not a white music. Country music was constructed as a white music.
Stephen Lewis is the curator of the newly opened National Museum of African American Music in Nashville. He says black artists were integral to the creation of country music. Even the banjo was based off an African string instrument.
The reason why most people don't know about it has to do with decisions that were made in the recording industry in the 1920s. In particular, the decision to market country music, or what was then known as hillbilly music, to white consumers.
There's a lot of money being left on the floor. Just because people don't feel like they're invited to the party. Black people were at the concrete pouring, if you will, of country music and built this house and then somehow got locked out. So to have country open the door with open arms, I think we're set up for a real homecoming.
I kind of wanted to turn it around.
It's been a kind of homecoming for Julie Williams. She grew up in Tampa, and even though she listened to country music as a child, she didn't imagine herself becoming a country singer.
It's hard to want to go into a genre of country music when country music for me was the boys in high school blasting it out of the back of their trucks with Confederate flags on it, right? That just, it told me that this isn't a genre for me. Even when I moved to Nashville, I was hesitant to say that I was a country artist because that was not the country that I want to be a part of. But the country of Recy Palmer, Mickey Guyton, Maren Morris, right? That's the country I want to be a part of.
Girls are too tight, skin is too dark to feel beautiful.
Last month, Williams took a leap of faith and released a music video for her new single, Southern Curls.
With her own kind of Southern curl.
I would hope that younger Julie would see this and hear my song about my hair and my journey and know that there are other people out there that feel the same way, and so she would love herself. That's what I'm hoping.
For Brittany Spencer, it's been a journey to find her own voice too, moving to Nashville from her hometown of Baltimore several years ago.
I'm aware that there's not a lot of people in this space that look like me, and that there's a lot of people in this space who might not know how to handle someone like me.
Does that ever make you feel like, to put it bluntly, like I should be programming and singing for white people?
I think when I first moved here, I think my mind probably might have been more in that direction. But today it's not. I stopped asking the question of whether or not something I do is good enough. And I started asking, is it me enough? And that has made a world of difference in my music.
Adding her stories and her voice to the growing chorus in country music. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.
And you can see more of our arts coverage later tonight on Beyond the Canvas, presented by our own Amna Nawaz. You can check your local PBS listings.